I might box again.
You're hurt though.
I know. We'll see.
We'll see. Why are you moving, man?
You know, there comes a time when your parents get to a certain age and you just gotta go be with them.
How old are your parents?
62 and 63, I believe. I might be like 61, 62.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they still got a lot of time.
They do.
But how much like quality time? Because when you get to like your 70s, 80s, then it's like, oh, they're dealing with a lot. Yeah. Like they're getting older. They could have a stroke at any moment and then they That's won't true. Be the same. That's so true. I'm like, dang, I want to take advantage of these like now yeah, of the next decade.
Sure. Yeah.
Like I want to be with them, make memories for the next decade.
How are they with their health and like exercise?
They're really good.
That's amazing.
My mom had a stroke before, but yeah, it was like it was like a minor one. And usually like when you have a stroke, you're like 60% chance of having another one or 80% chance or something.
Yeah.
And she hasn't, so that's good.
That's amazing.
And being there, I can make sure to be like, hey, come on, no freaking venti vanilla chai from Starbucks.
She does that?
My dad loves that. That's his favorite. That's
Still?
His favorite.
Still?
No. He's calmed down a lot on it because
like a tall vent.
Yeah, because he got diagnosed with like pre-diabetes.
Yeah.
So then he like beat it. Apparently, yeah. I didn't know you could do that. Like, I guess he like reversed it, but it's still like susceptible.
So that's a priority. Being there for
I want to be there, and then I'm gonna be like, hey, like let's work out. Hey, I'm here. Let's go on a walk. Let's do this. Things they wouldn't do, and they would say they did, but it's like,
would they want that though? You think?
Like I'm not gonna push them because I've learned from like a decade of pushing them, and it's just annoying. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to annoy them, you know. But I want to be like, hey, why not go for a walk? Let's like, we're talking right now, for like we're having a conversation, let's just walk and have this conversation.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
You know what I've noticed though, like you know, my parents just moved here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I'm different than what I was when I used to live with them, because I haven't lived with them in like what, like 10-15 years.
Yeah.
And my tendencies are different, my personality, everything like changed. When was the last time you lived with your parents?
I moved out when I was 19 or 20.
Yeah.
My Postmates is here.
Oh, your Postmates is here.
Let's see if he sees me. Don't ring that doorbell, sir.
Oh, it's yellow.
Don't do it. Don't ring it.
But what I'm saying, the dynamic is going to be challenging in the beginning. But you guys will get through it.
Well, I'm not living with them for that long. Like,
oh, wait.
I'm living with them for like maybe a couple months just to like till we figure out the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were living with them.
A long time. No. Oh,
okay. Cool.
Well, the thing is, like, usually, like, you wouldn't want to move in with your parents because then you're just like, oh, but I bought them like a mansion.
Yeah.
It has like 6 bedrooms, it has like a huge game room, a 3-door garage, a gym. And so we're not even going to see them. Like, unless we go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're downstairs and they're older, so they don't want to take the stairs.
Yeah.
So there's a whole section of the house that they don't even go in.
Yeah.
Like, why would they go into the other bedrooms when it's just them two living there?
So you talked to them about the situation, like moving situation, like who's going to go here?
Video comes out.
Oh.
Very soon. I mean, by the time this comes out, the video will be out.
Are you letting them live there and you move somewhere else, or are you staying there?
Yeah, I think my mom brought it up when I surprised them. I told them on camera, so I surprised them and I was like, hey, we're gonna move back to North Carolina, we're gonna live with you guys for a few months, and then we're gonna like, once we find a place, because it'll just be easier, we don't want to look online and not be able to go there.
Yeah,
so we're like, it'll be easier, we'll just live with you guys for a little bit, and then we'll find a place. And they were like, cool. And I was like, yeah. And then my mom was like, you don't have to find a place. You have a place. We'll move somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you guys are going to have a family eventually. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. But, like, we'll probably move somewhere until the family starts. And then we could talk about switching.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
okay, you guys take our place. We'll take the house.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But other than that, it'd be cool. Mm. And then her parents are moving down. Or her whole family's moving eventually to North Carolina too.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're moving. They're selling their houses and then they're going to move down.
How is she with the situation? Is she like sad?
At first she was like, no, California is, we're going to live here forever. And then I was like, cool. But like we can, but like who, like we have a few friends here. We have Roy and Monette.
Mm-hmm.
and Baby Guava. But Aaron and Ronnie are moving, yeah. so we don't have any blood relatives here. Yeah, neither yeah. of us do. Uh-huh. Both our families are on East Coast. Both our families, we had to pay like $600-$700 just to see them.
Yeah.
And I was like, or we can move there, and then it's only a 1-hour flight for you. It's like $200 maybe flight mm-hmm. to see your family. You can see them more often. I can see mine, like, we'll have a little village, and then Ronnie's entire family's gonna be there, and then Aaron and Ronnie, and my little brother Andrew, my sister Mariah, like, that's, or so we could do that. And mm-hmm. I was like, we could live here, which I'm fine with, but, like, the cost of living,
yeah,
just by moving to North Carolina, as opposed to living here, just like daily costs, like groceries, gas, yeah, yeah. Rent, whatever, you save $50,000 a year.
That's a lot.
And I'm like, yeah, like we're good, but like we got to think about future kids, future house, future clothes, future diapers, future college, future.
Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, you're right. And she's like, the longer we stay here, the less we have when we eventually do move. And I was like, yeah. And so it's up to you. But she was like, yeah, let's just do it. And then we can always come back. And I was like, yeah, and if we ever have to fly back, we just stay with you for like a couple days while she's doing an audition, or I have some, or we probably both have a brand deal. But yeah, hey, yeah. I'm a fly-in.
Okay, sounds yeah. good. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what made me sad, though?
What?
I think it was after your recent birthday.
Yeah.
We were eating Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a couple drinks.
I had a lot of drinks.
You were just kind
of
like babbling, like laughing. And then you're like, you know, if I had a going away party, I don't even know who would come. I'm like, what?
That's well, no, no.
Sad, bro. Wait, why?
Did I say that?
You did.
I was trying, well, I mean, outside of the people that were there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was like 10 people there. Because uh-huh. like you guys were the people like that. I was like, oh, cool. Like everybody else, I'd be like, that'd be, I mean, I don't know.
I know. Yeah. It's just like the older you get, your friend group gets smaller and smaller. Yeah, because
like
and tighter.
Everybody has lives and like uh-huh. only the people that you really care about.
Like tight knit.
Yeah.
Tight knit.
Yeah. So like you don't have time for like the.
People will have time, especially if you leave. People will show up.
Yeah. So like it'll be, we'll see who really cares now that we're probably going to have the wedding in North Carolina, who's really going to fly
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro.
Like people are like, damn, yeah, we're good friends. I've known you for like 10 years, but that's like $500, $600 ticket, and I got to get a hotel, and then I have to get a suit.
Yeah, if they're good friends, be like, all right, but I'll figure it out.
Be like, hey, it's once. I'm not doing this again, hopefully.
Just have it in like Australia or something, really, really, really far. Like that's far. A 24, 36-hour like flight.
Yeah, that's far. I don't know. Well, how did you feel when you moved, so I can like, I got to get in that mindset again when you moved from North Carolina to California, because when we both came, I was kind of like aloof. I'm kind of like aloof. I'm just going for the flow.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm trying to get in the mindset of what it was like, but it won't be the same because
it's not the same. You have everybody.
Yeah, we have everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, actually like know people. You grew yeah. up there.
Yeah.
You have a footing there, so it's yeah. comfortable. I'm just more worried for Alexis because she hasn't been there. She has like
yeah.
she has you guys, but her family's there. Not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
But it's kind of gonna be adjusting for her.
So. Yeah, I think it's gonna be an adjustment because like with you, me, and her, I think we all had a tough time when we first moved to California.
Of course, it's a huge yeah. Difference from our slow town areas.
Yeah.
So, I think. My prediction, it usually happens for everybody. It's like mm-hmm. you move, you know, have fun, you get a routine. And then once that they call it the honeymoon phase of moving, like, oh, all the excitement wears off.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to actually, like, be in the reality, like, oh, I live here now.
Yeah.
That's when the struggle,
I think
the challenges.
Biggest thing that will be like, oh, is the weather.
Oh.
Other than that, what else is there?
I mean, weather's great, except the summer. But aside from that,
where,
it's
over
nice.
There, over here?
There.
Yeah, over there, it's just summer kind of sucks. But over here, it's hot. It's really hot, too. It's like, ah. But it's the humidity is the problem.
Humidity in the summer. Oh,
God. And the pollen.
Oh, the pollen.
Remember when
you
our
allergy?
Cars used to be... No, I don't, but she will.
Oh.
Like, I'm fine with pollen. But remember our cars would be covered in yellow sometimes?
Bro, my car was black. It turned into a yellow, like, bumblebee, looking transformer car.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So, I don't remember, like, how long that lasts, but that's probably going to be a problem. I think, but we were talking about it, and I was like,
Oh, well, careful. There's a cactus next to you. You almost touched it. Is Maybe it you should rotate.
Is it pain?
Huh?
Pain?
Pain? Yeah, pain? It is. I named it Javier.
Oh, yeah.
Shout outs to our friend Jeff. It used to be this small, though. But it grew.
Is that why you called it Jeff?
I called it Javier.
Why?
Because it reminds me of Jeff. We have a friend. His name is Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but he has this very talented skill where he can take off his clothes in 2 seconds.
So fast.
So fast. It's like you would see him from the corner of your eye. He would go behind a wall 2 seconds later, naked. And he just runs straight at you with his ding dong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And sometimes I remember he would turn the light off and then I'd be like, why is the light off? And then within 2 seconds, I turned the light back on. He's already naked. I'm like, what? How did you? I was like, he must have been like, boom, go.
I don't know. He does that. It's
quiet, too. You don't even hear it.
He'd be like, whoop, you want to see Squidward?
Yeah.
I miss that guy, though.
Yeah.
I remember for when I had my bachelor's, I don't know. He was like drunk or something.
Yeah.
He would just randomly take off his everything. He's like, puts it back on.
When was
continues the conversation.
What do we do at your bachelor again?
Huh?
What happened? What did we do for your bachelor again?
What did we do?
Oh, I know we combined at the end, but what did we do before we combined with the bachelorettes?
Did you go to Disney?
Did I go to Disney? I had a fight or something. I couldn't go to Disney.
Oh,
but I did do everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was raining, but we had a joint hibachi party, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you went to Disney. I got everyone VIP tickets.
Dang.
We just skipped all the lines, wrote
That's
everything.
That's crazy. Yeah. A lot of people.
No, it's actually cheaper than you think, because for the price of 2 people or one person, it's the same price for 10 people.
I saw that now in 2026, it's cheaper to fly to Japan than it is to go to Disneyland or Disney World, something like that. And I was like, whoa, because the prices, the inflation is going crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy, right? I would definitely go to Japan over Disneyland unless it's a brand deal.
Brand deal.
I'm a sponsor. It's like, I'll go Disney. Japan. Disney Japan.
He loves Japan. Do you actually love Japan? Would you go back?
I had an interesting experience, but it was my...
I think you gotta redo it, though.
Yeah, I think I gotta redo it. It was just my first time out of the country.
Yeah, so it's just like so much like stimuli and
things. We didn't have enough time to do it right. And it was hard to find English speakers, which I didn't think it was going to be that hard.
Yeah. So you should redo it. Plus, you're more cultured. You like ramen now.
Yeah. Right? I understand different cultures now. Yeah. I like
anime.
Ramen now.
You watch anime now?
I watch anime. Yeah.
I've always watched
anime, but I just,
Oh, you're going to be so proud of me when I tell you this. I started a show.
Which one?
I started Invincible.
Ooh, it's crazy.
The first episode, I was like, okay.
Oh.
And then I watched the last 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. I understand. let's keep going.
Yeah. Now
have you seen it? I've
watched it. Oh, now it's like that. It's just like The Boys, where it starts off and then boom at the end, and then it's long too. You think is this gonna happen? And then it's and then it stays at that level the whole time.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's just it's a animated The Boys pretty much.
Okay.
Just as gory, maybe more.
Oh, okay.
Now.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I love shows where people die.
Yeah.
For example, My Hero Academia, everyone should have died.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion. It would have been so much better. If All Might dies.
What?
I thought it would be great. I don't know.
But that's the predictable thing to happen. The sensei dies.
Kill him off. Chop his head off.
No, that's what happened in Naruto. So it's like, why? That's what every anime does. And then they were make it more epic.
That
was the most
realistic,
epic
bro.
Dap in history of anime. They're like, pa! And he threw him.
Where?
In the end of My Hero. You saw it?
I don't remember.
Oh, remember where he was fighting and then they were about to kill All Might? And then of a sudden that other guy popped up and you're like,
okay.
Pah! And then
I'm just saying, bro, if you want to make a good show, just kill everybody. Be realistic, man. People
that's too predictable these days. Everybody always dies in everything now.
Invincible, everyone dies.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, everyone dies. Breaking Bad, everybody dies.
Everyone dies.
Everybody
Avengers,
dies.
Everyone dies.
Everybody dies.
Moana, everyone dies.
Everybody dies.
Just make it the same. Just be realistic, dude.
If you want to be like everybody else.
Like Bakugo, he should have died.
I feel like when we were in our teens, everybody survived. They were like, oh, miraculous save. Now, for the last decade, everybody dies. I'm hoping they reverse it now.
What other show people die?
My
Hero, everyone should have died. Just saying.
Everyone should have died?
Yes.
Everyone.
You see?
No. I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. Invincible does really good with making sure people die. People die who should die.
Okay.
I'm saying. So like North Avatar, Carolina. The Airbender, everyone should have died. Zuko should have died.
Man. Freaking Airbender. I can't wait to watch that movie.
Well, oh, yeah. The one on Twitter.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch it.
I felt so bad.
I haven't watched it either, but I've seen clips.
For animators. I'm just going to freaking not watch it real quick.
Bad about watching the whole clips, like, all the way through?
What do you mean?
Like, when I haven't watched a movie, but when the clips pop up, I watch the whole thing, and I watch it again.
It's like a 50 series clips?
I pretty much... No, not that. But I've pretty much seen the whole movie in clips, but I haven't watched the full leak. I have pretty much... I know what happens in the whole movie.
Oh, no way.
So, like...
Just watch the
movie.
Is
that my fault?
Is that the algorithm's fault? Just watch the movie. I think...
No, I can't watch the movie, because we're public figures. They're going to be like, oh... So I can't watch the movie, but I can watch clips on accident.
No, like when it comes to theaters.
Even though I know what's going to happen, I'm definitely going to watch it in theaters.
Yeah.
If it comes out in theaters, it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be Paramount.
Oh. Man, why'd they do that?
I feel like they should release it in theaters. It's obviously everybody wants that.
Yeah. I think it was you who showed me how it got leaked.
Yep.
The distributor is just like, the employee's like, hey, I'm sending this to my friend.
That's the supposed, but then now Paramount's saying that there's not them, there's a hacker.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, that's a false story.
Oh.
But we'll see. I don't know.
That's interesting.
So North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, about that. Sorry. I was
so how are we going to do the podcast? I was thinking Drake and Josh. Like, I'm on a couch, you're on a couch, and then we just position the camera so they can split it right in the middle.
So we're just like talking to the wall the whole time?
No, we're going to be talking. So like I'll be on a couch, and then I'll put like a Zoom or like FaceTime,
and then I'm
talking to you, and then you're talking to me. I'll put it like at your face level.
How are we supposed to like kiss each other in the cheek when we say bye? Like if we really have an emotional moment, like, yeah, I love you, bro. How are we going to do that?
Maybe we'll close our eyes and get our significant others to do it. And then I'll be like, I'll make the sound so it feels.
Okay, got it.
They also have those watches for like couples that like, if like I'm thinking about you, I can press, or it's like a bracelet and I just press a button and it vibrates and you go,
I'll put it in my titty.
And you can just put it like,
Yeah. All right, let's let me know when you got that.
We'll figure out something.
Send me an affiliate link. I'll support you.
Oh, another postman. You ordered something?
I already went from one. It might be yours. What'd you get?
I think that is mine. Yeah.
What are you going to eat? I guess you don't really eat too much. How's your diet?
For what?
Like, back home. North Carolina.
I don't know.
Like, you're not like too picky.
I'm not that picky, yeah.
You're just
but
like, ah, oh, it's good. I'm pretty sure
you can get the same food.
I mean, you got Bojangles.
But you can't
eat that every day.
You can't eat that every day, but I don't eat In-N-Out here every day or Raising Cane's every day.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they have lot of food over there.
Plus, they probably like more... they upgraded since last time we were there, so we're good.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so weird.
But you know, I was talking to Alexis, and I was like, "When you move to California, what's the allure of moving to California?
What's that mean?
What's like, ooh, California?
The weather.
The weather.
Yeah.
And
diversity. For me, it was.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Food.
I get. Yeah.
Food. Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
There's more. Is there like an answer you're looking at? You want?
Yeah. Well, the main thing I remember is like people were like, dude, California, you got the weather, you got the mountains, which is an hour away.
Got it.
You got the beach,
you
20
got
minutes away.
Landscapes.
Yeah.
Everything. You could do snowboarding, surfing, and skateboarding the same day.
And when's the last time, or how often do you go to the mountains?
Usually twice a year without the baby.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
And then, what about the beach? Like every few months, every 6 months.
If I'm not doing the run club, which is at the beach, probably more often now since we have the baby.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good. So, I go to the beach. Other than like if I did the run club, it would be maybe once a year for some random reason because somebody's having a birthday there or something.
Yeah.
And then snowboarding, I haven't been to the mountains in like 5 years or like 4 years.
Mm.
And in North Carolina, the beach is
two hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
And then snowboarding is like 2 hours.
Four.
Four? Is that, I don't remember.
Three it's to like, 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours. So I'm like, oh, I still have those options, but I don't do those options even when I live here.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, that's not a big thing. So I think...
Are you going to see Jimmy and Mr. Beast more now that you're there?
I don't know. That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean...
But a lot of people did move there, like MatPat.
MatPat.
Raleigh, though. Sophia Nygaard.
Mr.
Nygaard.
Beast.
Mr. Beast is already there.
If he ever needed me, I'd be like, yeah, I'll short drive away. If you need a YouTuber just for some random challenge.
You can
challenge.
Hang out with Nash Greer.
He lives there?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I mean, that's a deep cut, bro.
That is. I wonder if anybody remembers it. Because he was like... Who was his friend, too?
Cameron Dallas.
Yeah. What are they doing?
I don't know. They probably have a family, honestly.
Yeah, and then same with the Dolan twins. Like, I feel I feel like all of them just like got some money, and then they're like, okay, I don't want to be famous anymore. I'm good. Like, I'm just gonna go.
That's
not
amazing.
Be the be famous for my face. I just want
to. Amazing.
That's great. Yeah, it's like PewDiePie. He's just boom, millions and millions and millions, and he's like, I'm out.
Japan. He still vlogs though.
He still vlogs, but only when he wants to, and he's just family's number one.
Jenna Marbles said bye.
Yeah, Jenna Marbles. Nope.
Like, oh, I got canceled. Perfect time to exit. Bye.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what I'm going to do future work wise.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to...
Hey, man, start a Roblox channel with me, bro.
I think it would
Why
be
you
cool.
Laughing at this? I'm for real.
I think, you know, like Ryan Higa, that's the path I would like. Like where he just streams and he just has like 1,000 like hardcore fans there and bow, that's it.
Ah.
So I would like to...
That's pretty chill.
I would like to do that and then...
Does he still stream?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, actually, I haven't seen him on in a while, but when I first started streaming, he was on every day at like 9 in the morning for like 8 hours.
No way. Oh my gosh, yo.
Yeah, and I think he just took a break. And like, he doesn't even really talk to chat. He's
just
kind of
does his thing.
And he's like, you can watch if you want. But I would like to get to like where I consistently have like 2,000 subscribers watching.
Yeah.
Or like not subscribers, but 2,000 people watching a day.
Yeah.
And I just stream every day and... Then I vlog when something interesting happens in my life. Yeah. And that's sustainable. I'd be like, okay, cool. That's it. Like, because like, no matter how much... I mean, no, if you have enough money, you don't have to work. But if you have like millions, people think, oh, if I become a millionaire, then I'm set for life. That's mm-hmm. not true.
No.
Yeah, how much do you think you need for your whole life if you have two kids and a wife?
Right now, if I downgrade?
Like, I mean, yeah, just for a normal family of... You, your wife, and then two kids for the rest of your life, starting at 30.
Oh, 30.
Yeah.
$2 million, I'm happy.
You think that's enough?
If I downgrade, yeah.
So that's enough to feed 4 people for the rest of your lives, yep. Diapers, clothes, school, college, cars, gas.
Mm.
You think $2 million could sustain you for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
What? Let me see.
I think that's great.
What's the average? I'm asking, what's the average amount of money you need for a family of 4?
Yeah. What's Google saying?
For a just a middle class lifestyle.
Yup.
It is so middle class comfortable, $6 million is what you need for a family of 4. From age 30 and you just had 2 kids.
That's a lot, dude. Are you sure? That's
what it said. That's in California.
What? Oh, in Cali. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it says $6 million. It's five
what?
To eight. It says 5 to 8 million.
That's insane.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah. The math is weird on that one.
Yeah.
Why? What the hell?
Why is it weird?
Because $6 million is like around $50,000 a month.
For what do you mean? Not this isn't per year. This is for the rest of your life. $6 million should last a family of 4 middle class for the rest of their lives.
So like $6 million on like investment portfolio, like 7% interest on average. It's like crazy. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know, man.
I don't know. So what do you think it is in North Carolina to be comfortable middle class?
$2 million.
4.
What?
Yeah. From age 30 to 85 is what it's saying.
30 to 85?
Yeah, because like people think like, oh, millionaire, but that's not enough. Unless it's just you for just your life and you don't have a family and you don't have to like, no dependents or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then like $2 million is good or
question,
$1 million
question.
Is good.
If you won the lottery, would you want that to happen?
What?
The lottery. If you won like $200 million.
Would I want what to happen?
Win.
Yes.
But there's a curse, though, right? Usually?
No.
Right? Because people usually die or they get, like, bankrupt or whatever.
What? No. I actually looked that up one time. I think it's, like, 20 or 30% of people that win the lottery go bankrupt because they just like spend it all because they think they have infinite money now. And then like just bills start piling up and then they're like, oh, like rent, all this stuff starts piling up and then they lose it faster than they thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, if you win.
No, I meant like that you need that much for your whole life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And winning the lottery would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I think, the goal is to just like, cause so if you're a millionaire, you still have to make money. You can't just stop.
Of course.
Like, oh, I'm good.
Yes.
So if I could get to where I have a good hardcore stream audience, I'm streaming and then I'm vlogging a little bit, doing a little bit of brand deals, I'm good. I don't need to be the number one streamer in the world. I don't care about being the number one YouTuber in the world.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I just want to be comfortable and have a happy life and my kids can live a good life and they can all have right, what they cool. want.
If you ever want to play Roblox and become a Roblox channel or something, hit me up.
Why?
We
do a duo one?
I don't know. No, collab. Just collab.
Oh, you collab.
You'll be like Alex Blocks or something like
what
that.
What if we had a successful Roblox channel and we switch off every day?
What do you mean?
And like we both stream on the same channel. It's just like you stream on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, I do Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays.
No, not streaming, just regular
posting.
Let's play.
I've never played Roblox. Oh, I did play once.
Yeah, hit me up.
Okay, I will,
because a year from now I'll be top 5 Roblox player. Right now I'm telling you right now.
Why?
I just believe it. I believe it. I believe in myself.
You believe in yourself?
Yep.
Yeah.
You think it's funny.
Where's the most expensive place to live in the United States? Guess.
Let's see. Brookhaven and Roblox is pretty expensive.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk Park
Place.
Pricey.
Park Place, yeah.
Wait, would you say expensive in California?
No, just for average cost of living in America.
Oh, Honolulu.
Which state?
Hawaii.
No.
California.
Nope.
New York.
Nope.
Texas.
Nope. New York's closest.
New York is the closest?
Like, location-wise, yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
I wouldn't have known
Chicago.
This. That's not a state.
Detroit.
That's not a state.
Where's that at?
Michigan. Yeah, nope.
I don't know.
Massachusetts. Boston. Area.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the number one most expensive. I was like, dang, that's
that
where Alexis
makes
is from.
Sense, dude.
And then you know where the cheapest state to live in?
Delaware.
No.
Where?
More south.
Florida. New Orleans.
More
Kentucky.
West.
Arkansas. North Dakota. Wyoming.
It's east, mid-east, south.
Minneapolis.
No.
Indianapolis.
No.
Indiana.
Uh-uh.
Kentucky.
That's high. That's high, too. That's mid. You got to go down
Oh,
more.
My God. Oh, my God. Georgia.
Oh, close.
Oh, my God. Florida.
It's touching Georgia. No.
Touching Georgia.
It's
Tennessee.
Like Florida, Georgia, then, huh?
Tennessee. Florida,
no.
Georgia, Tennessee.
No,
Tennessee. South Carolina.
No.
Oh, my God.
These are not touching.
Alabama.
No.
What the fudge?
Close to Alabama and Georgia are like touching it.
I don't know my geography, dude.
It's like right there.
Indiana. Louisiana.
No, Indiana's high.
Louisiana.
No, that's close. That's like right there.
Nashville.
All these states
know,
are
bro.
Touching this
I don't
one
know
state.
Georgia.
Think Waterboy.
Waterboy. I don't even know what that is. New Orleans.
Is Waterboy Florida?
New Orleans.
Mississippi.
Bro, I haven't stopped guessing yet.
Oh, go ahead.
Mississippi.
Yes!
Why Mississippi? Is it because it's like the longest name?
I don't know. It's probably just swampy. I don't know.
MISSIPPIPPIPPI. So who you boxing? Remember the one?
I might box. I might box.
My bad. I had a really deep question about your move. That's why I had to change the subject.
The only reason I am thinking about boxing is because last little adventure before I move. Last little Cali adventure. Like, who am I going to box in North Carolina?
Mr. Beast.
I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to box again.
I don't think he's going to box.
It's like I've always said, only person I would come back to fight
is Deji.
But
Deji.
This is like, it's more of a spar. It's not really
okay.
A fight.
It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who you're fighting?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. If I do, like I know who it would be if I decide to do it.
You're allowed to say you can't say.
I can't say.
What platform does he or she exist?
TikTok, I think, is the big one for them. I think.
Got it.
Yeah, but it seems I'm sure like there's like no hard feelings. He seems like a really cool guy. Like doesn't matter who wins. It's just fun. Cool.
Yeah, this is
fun little thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
Okay, you're good. You'll be all right. You're good. You're in shape.
We'll see. I boxed for the first time in 3 years the other day.
Yeah.
And I already messed up my hands. See?
Oh my gosh.
One time sparring. Oh. I mean, not sparring. One time hitting the bag.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. I think I'm stronger than my skin is. So I was like, oh yeah, my skin isn't like up. I haven't installed the update yet.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, ooh, let me build some calluses again. That hurts. It hurts. I forget because like it kind of hurts, but then you don't remember and until you get in the shower. And then you're like, my hands, ow.
Have you ever punched someone like without boxing glove, like in the face?
Yeah,
have
but
you ever
not
talked about this.
Have you?
No.
I think I have, but not like it wasn't like a clean hit.
Nah.
Like because ever since once you start doing like combat sports, then you fight a lot less.
Yeah.
And I've never had to.
Just because it's so inconvenient.
And also, before I started boxing, I didn't know how to punch. Yeah. So like even if I did land, I didn't land it super hard because I didn't have the right technique and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think I've ever hit somebody like straight up, like boom, they didn't move.
Yeah.
And I was like, poof. Like, no.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Cause I think I wouldn't punch someone. I would kick someone.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to punch somebody in the face. Cause like without, like even UFC, they have tiny little 4 ounce gloves.
Yeah.
And those gloves are so you don't break your hands. They're not to protect the other person. It's so you don't break your hands. Cause like, I feel like one punch bone on bone, you're going to break your knuckles.
Yeah.
And you're going to have like, it's going to suck. Mm. Because you use your hands all the time.
I'm going to miss you, bro.
I miss you.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk.
Huh?
We're going to talk a lot in the podcast. So
on the podcast?
I feel like you're probably...
But that's like work, sheesh.
That's work. Yeah, but also it's like,
you
catching
can't be like,
up.
Hey, what you doing? Oh, come over. Oh, take care of baby. Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah, I can't. Just fly me out.
Fly you out? If I win the lottery, yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like... Cause like I was like, how often is there something that happens that I'm like, oh, like I have to go to LA? It's not very often, but probably like once every 3 months I have to do something here, or they're like, hey, if you go to this premiere, or do you want to be part of this collab, they'll fly you out, or do you want to do this brand deal, they'll fly you out. I'm like, yeah, no problem. If I get flown out, easy. And I feel like I'm probably going to be here probably like for a week at a time, 4 times a year.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah. Grab dinner or
I'll see baby guava dinner. And I'm like, whoa. Every time I see her, I'm like, yo.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, she's going to be too big.
Mm.
I just started a running page on Instagram randomly.
Yeah. Plantar fasciitis boy.
Plantar fasciitis boy.
Yeah.
Used to be running with guava. I was like, nah, let me do an alias. I don't want no one to know it's me.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. I didn't even realize you switched it. I just didn't notice until it said plantar fasciitis. I was like, oh, how do I never notice this?
Oh, no, I changed it.
You did switch it.
I was like,
Did it start doing better when you switched it?
No. Oh. It didn't. I just wanted a funny name to separate. But people know it's me. I don't know how. They're like, all the comments like, yo, you look like that one guy. It was like, oh,
and
my gosh.
I get that all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, no, this is plantar fasciitis boy, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, he looks like that one guy. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm supporting a small creator. I'm like, you are.
Yeah.
I have like not that many followers.
None.
But I do now.
Yeah. How many? I think you have like 30,000 now?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Out of nowhere.
It's because of that follower hack. Like day one of running one thing. We did it for the running with one.
And that's what blew it up?
The followers, yeah.
Yeah.
Before then, I was getting a lot of views.
But you're also randomly getting millions of views too.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think what I'm learning is Instagram favors new accounts, specifically new niche accounts.
That's what we thought about YouTube with Spicy Fruit. Before it was like wasabi.
Yeah.
That was not right.
YouTube is a different beast.
YouTube just changed so much.
Shorts.
You never know. Like you like start doing something, you're like, oh, and then they switch it up. You're like, ow.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a different Roblox.
It's all about shorts, yeah.
Yeah, shorts.
Shorts and like I was talking to streamers and like I saw this guy who's like, yeah, it does. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to do anything. If you can have like 70, like 100 clips a month be put out, then you're gonna be successful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need is, like, you don't even have to be interesting. It's just, like, they cut it to make it look like you're interesting, and then you get views, and I was like, dang.
Yeah, dude, shorts ruined YouTube, low-key.
Shorts, actually. On YouTube, and then, like, TikTok, just short-form content anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Is where it's at. Sure. Reels, TikTok, it's like, dang.
They're different, though. I'm learning each thing. TikTok died.
You think it's done?
It's done.
Since it got bought?
Yeah.
By Merck?
It's like, weird now.
Yeah, but it is.
Right now, it's Reels and...
Reels and Shorts, yeah.
Shorts. Shorts is, like, kind of weird energy, though.
Yeah.
It's more, like, incel energy, like, the weird, like, oh, tong it's kind of, like, weird stuff like that.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Exactly, bro. It's not a brain rot stuff, but yeah. It's, like... But Reels is more, like, relatable content.
Mm.
I'm telling you, bro, make a new thing with, like, Alexis. Like, a couples thing.
Yeah.
You're going to kill it. It's going to do so good. You're going to get some, like, brand deals here and there.
That'd be cool.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. What are you doing? What are you doing, dumb face? You don't want to?
Oh, I almost had to sneeze.
I thought someone, like, was taking a like, one of the dogs. You're pointing over.
I was trying to get the mic away.
Oh,
yeah, I almost sneezed, and then you started. Like, you're like,
are you away. Repulsed by
it's
this
still
idea?
In my nose. I feel
okay.
it.
Okay. Anyways,
this will be the first time we don't live in the same state.
Yeah.
Since ever. We were 12?
Yeah. Well, actually, so yeah.
In over two decades, over like 2.5 decades, we've never lived in different states.
Same continent, though, but yeah.
Same continent.
Yeah, different states.
Same country.
It's okay. We got FaceTime.
We got FaceTime and then we got planes.
Yeah. It'll be all right. I mean, we different life. We're in different phases of life. So.
Yeah.
I just wish you well over there.
Yeah. And then I guess your parents are here. So when's the last time you went back to North Carolina?
2022.
Yeah. So when you come for my wedding next
in
year.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be the first time you're back in North Carolina in
if
half
I don't
a
have
decade.
To go back before then, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's exciting, actually.
That's crazy. Like yeah, I mean, it makes sense that you're still here because your parents are here. So, like, I'm going to my parents. You don't have to because your parents are here.
That's true.
Yeah.
If I do go back, there's no reason. Like, no one's there. I mean, my siblings.
Yeah, but they would rather come here than that's have true. You go there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing in Greensboro? I don't know. I was visiting you, dude. I love Greensboro.
Wait, no, your siblings live in... Oh.
Nothing against siblings in Greensboro. What? Siblings? Yeah.
Yeah, Greensboro, yeah. I think I will probably go to the beach more because it's warmer over there, right? The water?
The water is warmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time I go to the beach here, I'm in and out of the water. I'm like, okay, I'm in the water a little bit, but it's so cold.
Oh, you, like, want to swim?
No, just go in the water for no reason. It's more likely to happen because it's not freezing and I don't need a wetsuit.
Ah, true.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. I think I want to do, like... Remember back in the day, our families would get house on the Outer Banks for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
How much was that? Do you remember?
Ooh.
There was like 12 rooms and there would be like 5 families going. Probably and I think like it was only like
400
each.
Max a night.
Each?
Not each.
No. Yeah, so it's 400 a night. So 400 times 7.
Times 7. I mean, that's a lot. Actually.
If you go for a week.
Oh, a week. You probably get deals like 200 a night. Probably.
So 200 a night. So let's just say it's $2,000
like
between...
Yeah.
5 groups of people.
Yeah, that's good.
That's like $100 each for a whole week at Outer Banks.
Yeah. We filmed a video there one time. It's like something with a turtle, I remember specifically.
What do we do with a turtle?
I don't know. I was like a turtle. Like, I'm a turtle.
Oh.
This rings a bell?
That does ring
a
bell.
I'm a turtle.
that was early.
If you're watching, if you stumble upon it, just type in turtle. Wasabi production. Maybe it's still on YouTube.
Yeah.
I just remember that was Outer Banks.
You know, I met this YouTuber or streamer or something. He was my friend's friend. And
sure.
His name was Ash.
Okay.
And I was with my friend Guapo and he was like, oh, my friend Ash is coming. And I was like, cool. And he's like, by the way, he's like a huge fan. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, no, like he started YouTube because of you and you and Roy. And I was like, oh, okay.
Aww.
And he showed up. And
yeah,
then
the Pikachu right here? No.
Pikachu?
Never mind.
No, oh. No, but he came there. He was like super chill dude. I was like, oh, cool. And then he was like, hey, like the topic came up of him like starting YouTube.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you don't understand. He's like, when I was a kid, when I was like 8 years old, after school, every day, every day you uploaded. I went to the public library because I didn't have a computer. Aww. And I would just go just to watch you and Ryan Higa. You got with Cyber Productions, Ryan Higa.
Aww.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, that was like part of my routine. Like, wow. I'd go to the public library, watch you guys. And he's like, you know, when you and Roy broke up, I was like 10 years old, I cried.
Oh.
And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I was crying in the public library at the computer by myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then he said he started, I think he's like 23 or 22. And he said he started making content when a little bit, like when he was a teenager, but then he stopped. And then he started again in 2023. And now he has like a million subscribers. Like, oh, that's awesome, nice. Man. That's crazy.
What's his thing?
He said, I asked what kind of content. I was like vlogs? He was like, yeah, I like vlog stuff. And I was like, cool. But that's awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing. Like, dang, that's inspiring, crazy. Inspiring the new gen.
Yeah. So shout that's out good. To Ash.
Ash, catch 'em all, Pokemon. Yeah. That's not his screen name, but I just, this reminds me. Hey, Ash. Sorry,
I wonder.
You probably get that a lot.
So, what is your prediction on the move? So, what is it going to be like the first, like,
what do you mean? For me?
No, for me and
I'll
Alexis.
Be fine.
Me and Alexis. Yeah.
No. I'll be all right.
For me and Alexis.
Oh, the first month?
Yeah, like first month, first 6 months, first year. Like,
The first 2 weeks, you guys will be, you know, the honeymoon phase where it's like, oh, good to see you. See all your friends.
Yeah.
Back home. You're like, oh, this is.
I don't have many. Because they all grew up and moved out or have families.
Yeah, well, you still know people.
I have a little bit. I have Zach.
Yeah, Zach's there.
Dean, Jeff.
Yeah, Dean, Jeff.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, good. Go here, there. Go play basketball at Bragtown here and there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get used to just being there.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 weeks, you're like, oh, shoot, we live here now.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get a routine going.
Yep.
So we probably, you know.
Work out.
You know.
Vlog,
chill with the
stream.
Family, vlog. Stream with Pops and Fortnite here and there. And then after a month, you're like, oh, man, this used to be my life. Wow. Cool. And then continue with the routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably 2 months, you're like, man, it's so cheap in here. Can't believe it. Back home, I probably spent like $12,000 already.
I do feel like, every day we're going to be reminded. We're going to go get a coffee at Starbucks and be like, oh,
damn.
It's only what? I was talking on the way here. I picked up Matt. He was like, man, freaking gas is $7 at the gas station next to me. I was like, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Think in North Carolina, it's like
$3? Five.
Five? Four, oh, you think five. It's five?
Yeah, it's expensive, bro.
You think it's that close to California prices?
Yeah.
Oh, you gonna look it up?
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah. Check.
How much are gas prices in North Carolina?
Wait. You guys want to guess? I'm guessing $3.80.
$4.30. $4.
Ooh. $4. Oh, yeah. So $3 cheaper.
Yeah.
Per gallon. How many gallons go in a car? I have electric for the last like 5 years, so I don't know.
I don't know. 30.
Is that 30 gallons?
Oh, mine takes like 30.
Okay, so 30 times 7 is what?
30 times 7?
So geez. 210
that
to fill
right.
up your gas? And how often do you have to fill up gas? Twice a week? Once a week?
Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, the van has it's a hybrid. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty lit.
Well, what about your old car?
My old car? Probably
how
like,
often do you go to the gas station?
Like twice a week. No, once every 2 weeks.
Okay, so twice a month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I It's so weird to have an electric because I don't go to gas stations unless I need a snack.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, I just like probably go to a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. Electric's fine. Just keep it.
Yeah. I don't know. If I might go back to gas. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. You should. Get a hybrid. It's so freaking awesome.
Hybrid?
Hybrid.
How does that work? Do you have to charge it?
It charges for you when you're not using the accelerator or if you're driving like really like.
So you never have to charge it?
No.
Oh, I didn't know. With hybrids, you never have to charge it. It charges itself while you're driving with gas.
Yeah, exactly.
Dang.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. You're like, crazy. Oh, okay. If you're like in a stop sign, it's charging.
Oh.
It just uses the charge before it goes to the gas. It's pretty lit, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought you had to charge it or you could either, you have the option to charge it though.
I think some cars you do. They have
but
like
yours
ports.
Doesn't.
Mine doesn't. Mine just auto charges.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Mine's like a Prius. Prius
keep ride.
Yeah. I know Toyotas have that. They call it the Prime, something Prime. So it has like RAV4 Prime or like Camry Prime.
Oh.
That's like super hybrid.
I think my favorite car I ever had out of the Mercedes AMG GTS,
mm-hmm.
the Tesla Plaid X, whatever.
Yeah.
The And then the Camry. I think, wait, are those only three cars I've had? Oh, yeah, but I've bought everybody else cars. Oh. I bought my sister, my brother, my mom, and my dad a car as well.
Okay.
So out of the seven cars I've bought, yeah. Only three of them were for me.
Dude, honestly,
and out of
bro,
those cars, Camry.
Honestly, this is probably one of my favorite cars right now.
Yeah?
The Kia.
What's the Kia go through your cars? What cars have you leased or whatever you've just had?
I had a lot, bro.
I know, you did. There was a point where, like, in a couple of years, I was like, you just keep leasing, you just switching them out.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, next one. It's yeah. cool. I just want to try them out before I'm young, you know?
Yeah. And you figured out you're a minivan guy.
I'm a minivan. So I freaking love the Sprinter. I was so sad when we got rid of the Mercedes Sprinter. That was my favorite car.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, we have a Civic, Accord, Honda Accord.
Oh yeah.
I got the Acura MDX, the yep. SUV we moved here. And then after that, I got the Porsche. I got a Porsche.
What's your least favorite car you've had?
Least favorite car.
Your favorite is the minivan.
Probably the Honda Civic.
That was your least favorite?
It was just tiny.
Yeah.
I wanted to like put
you
a bike in
You switched that one out quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? I tried putting my bike inside.
Yeah. What made you go Too with fun. That in the first place?
The what?
Because like we first both started making money and we're like, hey, let's go get a car. So then he went to go get a Honda Civic and then I went to just Toyota. I think the deal was like you could get whatever car you want, but whatever price you got, the other person gets that out of the account.
Yeah,
like if you got a $30,000 car and I got a 20, then I get 10K out of the account and the car.
Yeah.
And so you got the Civic. And how much was that? Do you remember?
Like 20? Probably 20.
And then I got a Toyota Camry, which was 30.
Yeah.
And then you switched out yours immediately and we got like
I
matching
think
cars.
I saw your Camry.
And you're like, look at all the space.
I was like, wow, maybe I should have just upgraded just a little bit. Yeah. So I got the opposite version of the Camry, which is the Honda
Accord. Which is cool. I like that we both had like matching cars. Yeah. But, I think because we were in the mindset of, like, not having money.
Yeah.
So then when you went to go get a car, you were still, like, in the not
like,
having money.
What's the most practical?
Yeah,
this one,
yeah.
I'm not in love with it, but it's practical, I guess.
Yeah, and then
you came over with a big-ass yeah. camera, like, hey, okay, let me get a blue car.
And yours was a coupe, right?
Yeah.
I threw up in it.
You did.
Remember?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, on somebody that was driving. I don't know who was driving, but we went out for, it was my birthday?
Someone's birthday. You threw up on
I think somebody, I think like you guys got me drunk.
Yeah.
And then there was no window in the back seat, so I had to like stick my head out the front window in the middle, mid-drive, and I got it on her shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then I laid outside on the floor when she pulled over because she was freaking out, and then we were right next to a gate, and I remember some guy with a flashlight, but I was like this. And some guy with a flashlight put it in my face. He's like, hey, you can't lay there. And I was like, huh? And he's like, this is my property. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Memories, bro.
Memories.
You're going back to that place? You going back to North Carolina?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I think Alexis says she is thinking about opening a Pilates studio.
Like her own?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think that would be cool. It's like a mat Pilates. And then I was like, cool. And I was like, you know what would be cool as well is like we run it for like however long, like a year or something, and then we get to the point where you don't have to be there, and then at that point we can start be like have wasabi days, because it's like, oh, you don't know who could show up if like I'm promoting it and be like, hey, come to our Pilates studio.
Oh, wasabi
if we're there
days.
If she's there teaching,
like,
all the time,
you're gonna eat wasabi while we're doing Pilates.
No
got it,
but
got
then
it,
I have then I'll be like, hey, come meet me there, or hey, we're doing a meet and greet at the place.
Yeah.
And that way, like, she's not there without me all the time. And I'm like, oh, I feel scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. Yeah.
Businesses,
so,
man.
It'll be cool. Pilates.
You excited to move?
I am excited to move. Yeah.
Like, deep down, are you super excited?
I think I'm super excited. I think it's just going to be a rough, like, first year. Only because.
In what way?
Huh?
Adjusting?
Kind of adjusting. And, like, I'm going to be worried about her because she might be putting on a brave face, but I know she doesn't know anybody there but at least she has Ronnie, which is one of her best friends. I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah. But like, we're going to have to like make friends. And
yeah,
I just worry about her. I just want her to be happy. Yeah. I don't want her to be like secretly like, I hate this and not want to bring it up to me. Hi.
Baby guava. Almost said your name.
Hi, stinky baby guava.
Stinky baby guava.
Look at you. Look at me, you stinky baby guava. Hey. You want to say anything?
Hi. Oh. You got a camera. Hi.
You want to say something?
She
is.
Oh, she went like this.
You guys didn't see it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
I think she's mad at me for leaving. She's like,
no talking right now. But she gets in the moments where she's like, ah! She has like spurts of like screaming. It's insane. Yeah. She's grown up so fast. Almost 5 months, huh?
Yeah. Oh, 5 months. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, wow, so fast. And sometimes I'm like, why aren't you in school?
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, she's growing so fast. And then other times I'm like, oh, you look the same. It's been like 3 weeks. You're supposed to be like double the size now.
This is crazy. Because like, you know, just like Sims like yesterday, I just told you.
What's the weight now?
The weight, 15.
How much is a watermelon?
Like 5.
No.
Yeah.
Watermelon?
Yeah.
A watermelon's only 5 pounds?
Something like that.
Oh, so they you can't compare it to a fruit anymore?
No.
Dang.
I know.
No way.
Yes way.
5 pounds?
Yeah.
Watermelons are not a full size watermelon.
5 pounds?
No.
What do you mean no?
It's just definitely big. At least 13, 15.
No,
yes.
There's no way.
When I pick up a watermelon, I got to brace for it. I can't just
so
like.
If you eat an entire watermelon, you gain 13 pounds.
You're not going to eat the skin.
You gain 10 pounds. What is it?
Let me see. A full size watermelon. You ready?
Yeah.
9 to 14 kg, 20 to 30 pounds.
Shut the front door, bro.
When's the last time you picked up a giant watermelon at the grocery store and it was you could do it with one hand?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. No.
I was like,
No. So you can still compare.
Okay, so
can you check what fruits are 13 pounds?
15.
15 pounds.
What fruits? Probably a cantaloupe.
No, that's not heavy enough. Maybe a squash.
Testing you, pumpkin.
Huh? Well, it said like a medium or a small. A medium watermelon is like baby guava size.
Like, yeah, I guess.
Those are only three. Which one you want?
I want the durian.
Look at that little baby guava durian over there.
Durian.
Dang.
Yeah. How many more podcasts we got until you move? When are you moving? That's a good question, actually.
I think by the end of summer, for sure.
So today's May, around May, June, July, August. 3 months.
Probably August
max.
Is the latest.
3 months max.
I'll still be here, yeah.
That's like 15 episodes max, maybe less.
But that's only in person.
In person, yeah.
Yeah.
In person. Oh, she's coming back. Hi. Did she get bigger? Did she look bigger?
Oh, yeah, since the last time she walked over here? Yeah, for sure. Hi.
Hey, you operating the camera?
Man, she has gotten so good at holding her head up.
Hey, you smiling at me? This is what I do for work.
You are a master at head holding up now.
Aww. Oh, look at that. Look at the camera. Anyways, she's like, oh, hello.
Oh. Yeah, so freaking. Do you think you're ever going to live anywhere other than California?
Yeah.
Oh, you like where?
Maybe.
Japan?
Maybe. Where are we moving? Japan? Out of the country. If it's
really?
Not here,
so if you're
it's
in,
out of country.
If you're in America, it's going to be California.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
If not, it's going to be Japan, Philippines. I don't even know.
Well, what about if you had to move somewhere else in California?
Hawaii. It'll be Hawaii.
No, in California.
Hawaii.
Is there Hawaii, California? Huh?
Yeah, there's a Hawaii. San Diego, maybe.
You think?
Somewhere souther.
Just to the same price?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to like, oh, is there like an outskirts of San Diego? Like the valley for Los Angeles?
There's Cerritos.
Is that like?
I don't know. What do you want? If it's not here.
In California?
Yeah.
San Diego.
Do you know anybody in San Diego?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I know nobody. Oh, Fuzi.
Oh, he's in San Diego now?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why'd he move there?
His family's there.
No way.
Yeah, he moved there like years ago or like 1 or 2 years ago.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, good choice. Good choice, Fuzi.
Yeah.
I see him every now and then. Are you sure he lives there? Because he goes to the zoo culture like way over there.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he
comes
from
here for meetings. It's not a big deal. He's like, oh, it's only a 2-hour drive. I go there all the time.
People say that too when they live in San Diego. Like, I'll just drive at like 10 o'clock. It's like an hour. Yeah.
It really is an hour and a half.
And like, how often do you have to come here? Like once a month, maybe? Yeah. It's not a big deal.
We should move to San Diego.
Huh?
All right.
Then you have to move your parents too. They can
commute. They just got their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, I like it where we are right now. It's like a nice little hot spot.
Mm-hmm. No. This year, move. Next year, married.
Uh-huh. What's your marriage? How's that going? Like, you thought about it more?
No, we just, now that we have to move, we have to push back the wedding.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be this year, but now we're like, okay, we're going to do first half of next year.
Yeah, but for sure North Carolina.
Yeah, and we were going to have a smaller wedding in North Carolina and then a bigger one here.
Yeah.
But now we're just going to have no small one and a big one over there.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You don't need two.
Yeah. So it was going to be like maybe 10, 15 people for the small one and then like 100 for the big one.
Oh.
And now we're just going to do the big one.
Yeah.
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 And it'll save us a lot because a lot of people won't come.
Yeah.
It's like, because like living here, I'm like, oh, I have to invite my dentist. I have to invite my.
You don't have to invite your dentist.
I don't have to invite my dentist, but like, I have to invite like my freaking old boxing coach.
So you're moving so you can have a smaller wedding count?
No. Basically. I mean, that's just a plus.
Yeah, that's true, though. I mean, that's what people say.
Chopper got something.
Chopper, what?
It's plastic. He covered it with his face. He's like, what?
He's like, what you want?
What is that?
Is that shit?
I think it might be a turd.
It's a piece of shit. It's actually a piece of shit.
And then he was chewing it.
Oh my God.
And then he was licking me.
Oh, wait, hold on.
He was licking me. He's just mad. He's rebelling because I'm moving.
He needs a bath.
Gross. All right. I think it's a good time to wrap up this episode. See you on the next one. Bye.